Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell them, but I do like to talk about them. I'm Adam Paulus, which you can follow on Twitter at EntEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. This week we have some new downloads for you. On the PlayStation 3, they finally ported Castlevania Harmony of Despair, which is a multiplayer game, and they added more to it than the Xbox version has. Now you can have local co-op, and I think some of the DLC is on there too. So basically, if you were an early adopter, you got hosed, and I'm one of the early adopters, so I got hosed. Also available are Rochard, Resident Evil, Code Veronica X HD, Mercury HG, as in the scientific symbol, and Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12 Digital. The PSP got something called the Arcade Sports Mini Bundle, which I think I read had darts on it, which is really what you want to play on the PSP. You don't want to, you know, move a guy around. You want to throw darts. As well as the PSP Minis, Jelly Pops, Galcon Labs, and Revoltin Youth. No G for Revoltin Youth. They must be extremely revolting. The Xbox 360 got Worms Ultimate Mayhem, MLB Bobblehead Battle, and Mercury HG. So that's on both platforms. The Wii got something called Escape Vector Chapter 1, while the DSi got Legend of Zelda Four Swords Anniversary Edition, and that's a free download for a limited time. So if you have a DSi or 3DS, you can get Four Swords for free. Bugs and Balls and the Crystal Caverns of Amun-Ra. While the 3DS got the virtual console game Super Mario Land 2 6 Golden Coins, which is $4 and you absolutely want it. I paid $20 for that game when it first came out because I managed to convince, I think it was the KB to match the Software Etc. price, because Software Etc. was sold out back when Software Etc. was in the back of a Beat Alton and there were no GameStops. That's how old I am. And it's a great game. I just played through it again last year, actually, and it still holds up really well. It's a great Mario game for $3.99. This is the one where you can actually spin jump on the Game Boy by jumping and pushing down. And you can also pick up a carrot that makes you grow rabbit ears. And if you push A really, really fast, your ears kind of flap and you can kind of glide. Plus, you can jump higher. It's a really fun game. If you like the old Super Mario Brothers games on the NES, this is a great game. Even though it's black and white, trust me, it is fun. And, oh, that's, I guess, all the new downloads this week. So it's time to talk about sales at Entertainment Earth. Wow, that's annoying. Anyway, we have two sales this week. Buy any four vinyl figures that are in stock. Get a fifth one for free. This includes Funko Pop vinyl and Skull Animals and everything classified as vinyl figures. So check our in-stock selection at sale.entertainmentearth.com. And while you're at it, why don't you check out our Vandor sale? It's free shipping on Vandor orders of $20 or more. The only catch, they got to be in stock. But we have a lot of Vandor stuff in stock from Star Wars, Star Trek, Batman, Superman, and lots more. I can't even remember all of it. It's kind of ridiculous how much stuff they make. So check it out, entertainmentearth.com, or don't. And yeah, what else do we have? New toys this week from the world of video games include, we just received our first shipment of the Ikaruga White Fine Scale Model Kit. Looks really nice in the pictures. We added a bunch of new Sonic plushes, Classic Amy, a really big Shadow the Hedgehog, and a Werehog. And we also added the Super Robot Wars OG G-Comp Kaiser Scale Model Kit. I'm sorry if it's OG Scale Model Kit. I've only played the demo, and I don't really know what the names are. So that's all for this week on the Entertainment Video Game Podcast. We are going to be on break. There may be an episode in there, but we'll probably be off for about 2 weeks. So have fun. Check out other podcasts. I recommend the Bob Duca podcast. Very funny. If you haven't checked that out yet, what else should I recommend to you? That's probably a good one. You could check that out. Oh, and Judge Sean Hodgman's been really good lately, too. So check that out. And I will see you next time in the future, whenever that's going to be, on the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast.